All right, Ted Kitchens, he's probably not baking much this morning other than air travel, trying to keep the everything going on time. He's the executive director of Manchester-Boston Regional Airport. And if you listen to the show on a regular basis, you know I'm a big fan of his and the airport. Great, convenient, safe place to fly in and out of. I love the easy and affordable parking. I think it's only like 12 or 14 bucks a day for if you're going to be 4 or 5 days shooting down to Florida. But Ted Kitchens joins us. And Ted, happy pre-Thanksgiving. I'm hearing airports are just packed and busy and busy and getting busier.
Well, good morning, Jack, and happy early Thanksgiving to you and to everybody out there in Radio Land. It's a busy time of the season. This is one of the busier periods for Manchester Airport throughout our entire year.
And what are you seeing? You got new carriers, you got new routes or routes or however you want to say it, depending on what part of the country you're from. People are getting away, and whether it's travel this week to go to the Midwest or out west or down south or wherever, it could be up north to go to see family. A lot of people are taking advantage of these great new routes down to Florida.
They are, and yesterday was a really good day at the airport. Probably one of our busiest travel days. Today is obviously the getaway day for everybody who wants to make it to their loved ones just in time for Thanksgiving, and then Saturday is another peak day for people coming back home. We're actually, I've shared with you many times, Jack, throughout, the course of the pandemic that we were kind of at that 70 to 75%, return to our pre-pandemic activity levels. Just recently, we're now above 80 to 85% now. So passengers are starting to come back. They're starting to take advantage of those lower fares that are available out of the airport, not only through Spirit, but now Southwest is being competitive with the fares that Spirit is offering. So that's helping people who would not be able to afford air travel be able to afford it. So that's good for the consumer. It's good for the state economy.
Now, what is what's the busiest? Is it really today? Is it Friday, Saturday, or something? What are the busiest over Thanksgiving?
Traditionally, it's the Tuesday before Thanksgiving and the Saturday after Thanksgiving for the return travel.
And just levels are way up compared to last year for many reasons, correct?
Correct. It's still about a normal day, but compared to last year, it's a lot better. Because remember last year, about 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, the CDC came out and kind of urged people to not travel. And we actually saw about a 20% reduction in employments over a two-week period because people were canceling their travel. But thankfully, that is not out there this year, and the passengers are certainly traveling. I mean, it's been two years now for a lot of people since they've been able to gather around the table with their loved ones.
And Ted Kitchens, before we let you go, Manchester-Boston Regional Airport Executive Director, GMI Studios, the flights that are in and out, everything looks on time. We don't have any weather issues right now. It's beautiful. Next few days, right through the weekend, it looks very nice. So that's fun for people to get out and about and shop and enjoy some walks wherever they're going. But are the flights pretty much full on some of these busy routes? I mean, are the planes full?
Yeah, they're pretty full. They were pretty full yesterday. So certainly good levels of travel. I think if there's one thing that would cause some delays, it's going to be potential crew issues more than anything else. But I know the airlines have been very aggressive in offering double and triple pay during the holiday seasons to keep the crews working. But the workforce issue is something that is really starting to become a big issue for all the airlines
across the board. Across the board. And what about TSA and the screening security? Allow extra time, but they're doing okay in the ranks of staffing?
Yeah, I always encourage anybody traveling during the holiday period, just give yourself an extra 30 minutes to an hour. So if you just show up early, just get through the security. You're waiting for the aircraft, and all that stress goes away. So just pack a little extra patience, and enjoy your travel and enjoy the time with the loved ones. It's been, like I said, 2 years, so it's going to be a great time.
All right, Ted Kitchens. Hey, you have a great Thanksgiving day period. I know you'll be busy, but Manchester-Boston Regional Airport Executive Director, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks, Ted.
I appreciate it, Jack, and happy Thanksgiving to you and, again, to everybody out there listening.